There's a video going really viral on the internet right now that does a fantastic job at highlighting Donald Trump's very clear mental decline and the lack of media coverage around it. This is a video from the I've Had It YouTube channel, a podcast that they released, and it is just fantastic. Like, before I even was aware of this new podcast video, I had never seen the clip that they're about to play of Donald Trump, and it was truly stunning to me. And again, they just do a fantastic job being like, where is the media on stuff like this? So we're going to react to it together. Before we do, though, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. On this YouTube channel, we're trying to build something to punch back against what I call MAGA media, Republican media, a lot of what lost us the 2024 election. We're trying to uplift Gen Z voices moving into 2026 and 2028. And if you want to be a part of this growing community, all you have to do is click subscribe down below. I'm Chris Mowry. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately, and truly, from the bottom of my heart, I say it every time, I appreciate it. Before we get into this, just again, fantastic clip. I have to give so many props to I've Had It. I want to take you back a little bit, because not only does this relate to cognitive decline, but it also semi-relates to like just Donald Trump's narcissism and his constant lies that on a day like today, I have to talk about because it's so out of hand. We're really on a new level here. He ran an entire campaign on, you know, the economy. Joe Biden has spent us into oblivion. It's causing inflation. I'm going to get you rich. All this bullshit, frankly, if I may. But, you know, today, the big, beautiful bill, as it's being called, passed the House. So it's going to Donald Trump to be signed. It's going to be signed into law. And it does a lot of horrible things, like take, you know, millions of people off their health insurance, cut SNAP benefits, food benefits, cut, you know, gut a bunch of environmental regulations, all these things. But, you know, Donald Trump ran fundamentally on the idea that he was going to reduce debt, that he was going to reduce the deficit, this absurdity. And it's just stunning to me that no one wants to talk about this. Like, this was so much of his campaign. I don't need to play you this video. It's verbatim. He said this a million times. We're going to reduce the debt. We're going to balance the budget. All this BS. And it's like, at this point, if you support Donald Trump, what the hell do you believe? Do you believe in being fiscally responsible, or do you believe in passing a bill that adds, you know, between $3 and $5 trillion, trillion with a T, to the deficit? What do you believe in? It's so frustrating. You get to something else, ending the war in Ukraine. Also, I think relating somewhat to his cognitive decline, how it like kind of combines with his narcissism. I mean, one of his key promises on day one was ending the war in Ukraine. Why does nobody talk about this? Why does the media not cover this? It drives me nuts. One of Trump's most audacious promises was that he could end the war in Ukraine within 24 hours of taking office, or even before. This is Trump's exact quote. Quote, "That is a war that's dying to be settled. I will get it settled before I even become president." End quote. Trump said during a September debate with Vice President Kamala Harris in Philadelphia. You do not get to run an entire presidential campaign based on this idea that you are smarter than everybody in Washington. Trump is the master negotiator. Everybody is so dumb they can't figure out that you can just make a phone call and end a war. Everyone is so dumb that they can't figure out how to just balance our budget. Everyone's dumb except me. I'm the master negotiator. And then when it comes to, you don't do any of those things. Like, if I'm a Trump supporter, I'm furious. You can't just, like, this is insanity. I don't understand how anyone supports this guy. And I know you probably say that to yourself every single day. Now, relating more, before we go back to the original clip, relating more to, like, the cognitive decline aspect, we really saw this get much worse on the campaign trail. I think this is one of the key moments I remember in June of being like, holy shit, this is a new level. Does anyone remember this video right here? Let me play some of it.
He goes, I say, what would happen if the boat sank from its weight and you're in the boat and you have this tremendously powerful battery and the battery is now underwater and there's a shark that's approximately 10 yards over there. By the way, a lot of shark attacks lately. Did you notice that? A lot of shark. I watched some guys justifying it today. Well, they weren't really that angry. They bit off the young lady's leg because of the fact that they were not hungry, but they misunderstood who she was. These people are crazy. He said there's no problem with sharks. They just didn't really understand a young woman swimming. Now it really got decimated, and other people too. A lot of shark attacks. So I said, so there's a shark 10 yards away from the boat, 10 yards or here. Do I get electrocuted? If the boat is sinking, water goes over the battery, the boat is sinking. Do I stay on top of the boat and get electrocuted? Or do I jump over by the shark and not get electrocuted? Because I will tell you, he didn't know the answer. He said, you know, nobody's ever asked me that question.
So here's the thing. That's Donald Trump talking about, I'm sorry, this is just stunning. If a boat was sinking and you had to make a decision about jumping in the water where you could get electrocuted, I guess, from the boat battery, which, by the way, that's not how boat batteries work. If your boat, if the boat stinks, you're not going to get electrocuted. Or jumping toward the shark that could eat you. He's asking an MIT professor this. I mean, this is insanity. And the reason I pull up this clip specifically is because not only at the time was I like, wow, this is getting really bad, but I've asked so many people who support Donald Trump, whether it's on TikTok Live, friends, family, hey, what the fuck, frankly, does this mean? What does this mean? And none of them have ever been able to answer me. They're like, well, yeah, he's kind of just rambling there. I'm like, no. This is not like a, oh, I lose this time. This is like a, how does this not, how do you not see this and be like, wow, this guy has, like, he's completely incompetent, mentally declining, both, you know? And so I bring you back to this section of this podcast, talking about actually Donald Trump's press conference, excuse me, from just like a day or two ago. Listen to this. Take a look. Let's react together. I've only watched it like once, so I'm going to watch it again. Take a look.
All right, next up we have, and this is really important. I don't even think this hit legacy media yesterday. A journalist asks Trump, how long will the people be detained at Alligator Alcatraz? And listen to how he answers this question. No chipmunk voice, because I refuse to sainwash or disguise this man's senility and his dementia. Listen to his answer.
Dana Marie McNichol, Fox News Channel. Mr. President, is there an expected time frame that detainees will spend here, days, weeks, months? And does that have anything to do with the immigration judges you just spoke about being trained and staffed here?
When you say, what was the first part of your question?
Is there a specific time frame you expect the detainees to spend here, days, weeks, months?
In Florida?
Yes, here at Alligator Alcatraz.
I'm going to spend a lot. Look, this is my home state. I love it. I love your government. I love all the people around. These are all friends of mine. They know them very well. I mean, I'm not surprised that they do so well. They're great people. Ron has been a friend of mine for a long time. I feel very comfortable in the state. I'll spend a lot of time here. I want to, you know, for 4 years, I've got to be in Washington, and I'm okay with it because I love the White House. I even fix up the little Oval Office. I make it, it's like a diamond. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. It wasn't maintained properly, I will tell you that. But even when it wasn't, it was still the Oval Office, so it meant a lot. But I'll spend as much time as I can here. You know, my vacation is generally here because it's convenient. I live in Palm Beach. It's my home. And I have a very nice little place, nice little cottage to stay at, right? But we have a lot of fun, and I'm a big contributor to Florida. You know, pay a lot of tax, and a lot of people move from New York, and I don't know what New York is going to do. A lot of people moved to Florida from New York, and it was for a lot of reasons, but one of them was taxes. The taxes are so high in New York, they're leaving. I don't know what New York's going to do about that, because some of the biggest, wealthiest people and some of the people that pay the most taxes of any people anywhere.
Okay.
Really quickly, it's only my second time listening to that. I had never seen it before today. And again, like, I'm someone who constantly is doing stuff like this. So great point here that, like, the mainstream media, I never saw this anywhere. That was crazy. That was insane. That was insane. Made no sense. Not on topic. Just rambling so incoherently. And the host here is about to put it so well. So I'm going to let her speak. Again, this is the I've Had a YouTube channel, their podcast. You should check it out. Really, really great here. But take a listen.
If somebody showed me this clip and said, we want to show you this guy, he thinks he's the president of the United States, and we got him a day pass from the dementia wing of the nursing home center, and we made a press conference, and we put him in front here. And then I heard the journalist ask, how long will the detainees stay at Alligator Alcatraz? And he gave an answer talking about how he doesn't know how long he personally is going to stay in Florida. He redecorated the Oval Office. It looks like a little diamond. he has a little cottage. He loves Florida. All of his friends are in Florida. If Joe Biden answered any question like this, could you imagine how long Jake Tapper's book would be? And the collective covering up of his dementia by the media, by the people.
Listen, it's just so beautifully said. It's, and again, like, just being able to, like, I love the way that this was done, because I always try to do this and I never do it as eloquently as she just did, but attempting to like always zoom out and be like, guys, look at what the look at what's going on here. Like, we're living in a society where the president just said that so incoherently, talking about how long detainees will be at quote alligator Alcatraz, which there's so many layers to how stupid it is, how cruel it is, how disgusting it is, all these different things. But like, you just zoom out, it's like, what has this become? The White House, I mean, the presidency, the stain that Donald Trump has left on this office, it's such a joke now. It's unreal. And again, she put it so eloquently and also said, if this was Joe Biden, screw Jake Tapper's book. I mean, if it was Joe Biden, Fox News servers would be on fire from the just consider. I mean, they would be on fire from overheating because they would just run 24/7 nonstop coverage. They'd never stop talking about it. But I haven't seen that clip anywhere. So again, insanity. Wanted you guys to see that. Go check out the I've Had It podcast. Fantastic. If you enjoyed watching this video, it would mean a lot if you clicked like down below and subscribe. Once again, my name is Chris Mallory, filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler YouTube channel. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. And on this channel, like I said, trying to build something to punch back against MAGA media, uplift Gen Z voices. And if that's something you want to be a part of, just click subscribe. It goes such a long way. I appreciate you a lot. I hope you have a very safe 4th of July weekend. If you're going out, having a good time, all I ask is that you drink water and Uber. If you're going to be engaging in certain actions, drinking, totally cool. Just please be safe. Don't drive. Uber, drink water, be safe. All right. I appreciate you. I love you. I will see you in the next.